Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Rose and the Thorn, Book 2 of the Rhaera Chronicles, by Michael J. Sullivan, narrated by Tim Gerard Reynolds, and directed by Teresa Buchheister. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalogue is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, The Rose and the Thorn.
Chapter 1. The Battle of Gateway Bridge. Reuben should have run the moment the squires came out of the castle keep. He could have easily reached the sanctuary of the stable, limiting their harassment to throwing apples and insults. But their smiles confused him. They looked friendly, almost reasonable.
Reuben! Hey, Reuben!
Reuben? Not Muckraker? Not Troll Boy? The squires all had nicknames for him. None were flattering, but then he had names for them too, at least in his head. The Song of Man, one of Reuben's favourite poems, mentioned age, disease, and hunger as the three cruelties of humanity. Fat Horace was clearly hunger. Pasty-faced, pockmarked Willard was disease, and age was given to Dills, who at 17 was the oldest. Spotting Reuben, the trio had whirled his way like a small flock of predatory geese. Dills had a dented knight's helmet in his hand, the visor slapping up and down as it swung with his arm. Willard carried combat padding. Horace was eating an apple. Big surprise. He could still make it to the stable ahead of them. Only Dills had any chance of winning in a foot race. Reuben shifted his weight, but hesitated.
"This is my old trainer," Dill said pleasantly, as if the last 3 years had never happened, as if he were a fox who'd forgotten what to do with the rabbit. "My father sent a whole new set for my trials. We've been having fun with this."
They closed in. Too late to run now. They circled around, but still the smiles remained. Dills held out the helmet, which caught and reflected the autumn sun, leather straps dangling.
"Ever worn one? Try it."
Reuben stared at the helm, baffled.
"This is so odd."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?